This is an example of speech.
All our history of broiling wars.
Welcome to Tell Me What to Think, a free from oversight and free of charge, thoughtfully improvised, expletive deleted, details expanded, whistle blow hard evergreen topical heat wave of an ongoing conversation turned podcast, in which we discuss politics, global affairs, current events, and anything else that bubbles up from the unmoderated comment section in our brains. We urge you to join us and tell us what you think. To listen to the archives, go to stoneduckmedia.com or tellmewhattothink.com. You can contact us at tmwttpod@gmail.com. I'm Peter Elbro. You can contact me on Twitter at Bloated Nemesis, and I have with me, as always and forever, Charles Minnick, who is on Twitter at @green_weird, which is spelled W-Y-R-D. This episode, we tell you what to think about the Mueller report before it comes out. Prepare to get righteous and reactionary. This is Tell Me What to Think. Time to get on our soap pod and tell you what to think.
Guns and drugs, financing the lives of the classless thugs, fighting over against the cell cocaine is just incontrovertibly
insane.
That?
Oh, the girl who caused that huge scare in Denver has been found dead.
Oh. Just kind of... Maybe she had like a manic episode or something before.
Yeah. Well, she bought a gun and threatened a bunch of schools.
Yeah. Well, that's the manic part I was referring to.
Yeah. She's manic, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to diagnose, but based on my experience, that kind of smells like it. So, speaking of mania, by the time most people would be hearing this, the Mueller report will be out, as we talked about at the beginning, and I think there's probably, the pink hats and the red hats fighting. Maybe the pink hats are also fighting some fucking, I don't know, blue hats and black hats and...
Black masks.
Yeah, blue hats and black masks. Yeah, so, it's been give or take 2 years to get here, and I think that's about how long it's taken for Game of Thrones to come out with their season premiere for the last season, so conspiracy? I don't know.
Just following the natural creative cycle of people?
Either way, I mean, in both situations, it looks like everyone's just going to die, so.
Nobody's going to end up better for this.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's guess it. The report and its retractions, though.
Yeah, I saw online Glenn Greenwald talking all about, identifying spies in the report. I feel like that wouldn't be included in the report.
Yeah, that's going to be retracted.
I don't even think you would need to be put in there. I feel like he's not putting anything in there that he only knows about because there was a spy in an office with Putin in Moscow in 2014 that gave him a bit of information.
Yeah, there's no fucking way they would use single source fucking hearsay evidence like that. It's going to have three sources, I would bet, to be included into this kind of authoritative report, which means it's going to look at, in depth, the counterintelligence investigation, or counterintelligence aspects, which were notionally what this investigation was centered on.
Yeah.
I mean, so if they do name spies, it's going to be people that they've already named in public indictments and such.
Well, he was referring to American spies.
Yeah, I don't...
We got this information from Joe the Spy. American Joe the Spy. I don't know. I just don't think... I don't know. I could be wrong. So, okay. Let's talk about this grand jury stuff. Not even the law of this, because that'll be... dealt with by lawyers and courts.
And that debate hasn't happened yet because the report's not released yet. But there's an idea, there's an expectation that there will be redactions. Nadler and company won't want redactions, or at least won't want those things redacted, and it'll go to court. But in the court of public opinion, this is some hypocritical bullshit that like, I can't hear about what happened in a grand jury about fucking election interference and taking money from Russian dictators and shit, and like, if that's what there is information about, but I can hear about fucking Clinton's blowjob. Like, and they barely even put in the rape allegation in the Star report. It was just it's mostly like the Lewinsky stuff, and
yeah, because the most egregious, probably the most egregious allegations that can be made by the Mueller investigation probably won't ever see the light of day, and almost certainly won't be in the report. It's like with uncharged crimes, because prosecutors are loath to release information, which, again, this is why it's interesting that this is a prosecutor going after it like this, because prosecutors who don't charge things don't release information about the people they don't charge.
Ken Starr did, though.
I mean, they shouldn't, but typically...
I mean, that was an independent counsel, this is a special counsel, there is a difference, but, like, he was charged with investigating Whitewater. He then releases a big, long report that was mostly about obstruction of justice over a blowjob. And he thought, and I think you can make a strong argument, Ken Starr rightfully thought that I uncovered things which I think Congress might be interested in terms of obstruction of justice.
Mm-hmm.
And for this... And I really doubt that Mueller would have... He might not play the games that Ken Starr did. I mean, Ken Starr was giving, like... He was, like giving press conferences and shit. But, so he clearly... You know, clearly Mueller hasn't been going about it the exact same way as Ken Starr. But, like, I can't believe that Mueller... He fucking knows Congress wants to know about obstruction of justice allegations in addition to everything else. The counterintelligence part. But at the very least, that we have a living, like, in our lifetime precedent for that being a big deal for a president. And Congress can do with it whatever Congress will do. That's a separate discussion about whether it should be impeached and convicted. But, like, for this not to be something that Congress and Congress's, the voters, shouldn't know about is preposterous.
Yeah. And more information has to be released, or else, you know, we're going to come back to people. So the more basically empty space that they allow in this information exchange, it's going to allow people to have more credible reason to doubt the value of democracy and to doubt the value of this, you know, entire process.
I agree. And why couldn't they just say how long it was in the first place? Because, like, the reason you wouldn't do that is because you're going to not just make redactions, but take out fucking pages. Yep. That's why you don't say how long the report is. That's the only reason. Because, like, they should be releasing a report that is the same number of pages as whatever Mueller gave them. It just might have... maybe justified, that's again kind of a court battle, but justified big redactions. Maybe there is a page that describes, you know, like...
how they sourced information.
Yeah.
By which they acquired it.
Very, very... the highest type of sensitive dot thing. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you know who's most likely to leak some of this shit? I could totally see Trump fucking up on this stuff. I shouldn't say most likely, but... but like, kind of like, I can prove, you know, like, it says this good thing about me, and like, he releases something that, like, if you just read it without Trump's own narcissism, is actually damning. Like, I can prove I have a big dick. See, this says so. And it's like the P tape or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's like self-defeating.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I expect there to be some kind of shit like that.
I mean, Giuliani is... His entire representation of Trump has been that.
Dude, just stop.
Just seriously, shut up.
Like, I'm not a lawyer, but I can tell you're badly representing your client.
Oh my god. Yeah. So I had read a couple days ago that the Trump people are writing a response to the Mueller report, which, so like, they have seen it? Like, I haven't seen it expressly said that they have seen it. I heard Barr say that he, I think, would be willing to or plan to show it to the president beforehand, which means the president's probably already seen it by now, at the very least.
For the guy who publicly confessed to obstructing justice, or obstructing this investigation specifically, is going to see the result of the investigation before anybody else and craft his counterattacks before anybody will know what's behind those black blocks.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently.
So the truth will never get out. Don't expect it.
And know who said what about him? Like, that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Which those people were probably already scared to go in and testify. We don't know if they gave honest testimony. I mean, no one, you know. For obvious reasons, when you are testifying against someone that you see as more powerful than you, which all of them would.
Like, yeah, even if you don't respect Trump as a person, you at least have to respect the fact that he is president and has inordinate resources at his disposal.
And... I mean, granted, for anyone, you know, if they did lie, they probably were very good at lying, because...
I mean, Roger Stone made a whole career of it, right?
Well, I get the impression that, for the most part, the Mueller investigation either has or its offshoots will prosecute people who lied. Knowingly, statutorily lied.
Mm-hmm.
So on some level, most of the testimony is true. They're just, you know, you may omit a thing or two if you're clever. But so, I mean, like is the White House response just going to be like 200 pages about Ilhan Omar?
I mean, probably, but it's going to be basically as valuable as that.
Is that what Jacob Wohl was doing? He was writing the White House's response to the Mueller report?
Dude's thankfully not smart enough to do that. I mean, Stephen Miller is at least not a complete and total mouth-breathing moron.
Stephen Miller is younger than we are.
No, he is.
He's probably actually not. He probably lied. I think he's an immigrant.
I think he's just like a body puppet for a 1,000-year-old lich who's just trying to bring about the end of days and has been for its entire existence.
He is a supernatural vampiric being that came to America as an illegal immigrant and stole the body of a vibrant, young...
Xenophobic.
No, the person wasn't xenophobic originally.
Oh, wow.
Orange County, back in like probably the mid-90s, some teen, and it's been slowly eroding the body and the mind ever since.
I mean, he gave that speech, his famous speech in what, his junior or senior year in high school?
About the janitor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you can tell it's already gone too far.
And he was the one who ran in the, I don't want to, like, overstate this. He ran in a cross-country race, in a girls' cross-country race, to prove how men are better athletes than women, and he cheated, right? I thought so. I thought that's the story.
Of course he did. That's so crazy.
No, I'm sorry. He ran just the end of the race. So, that's what it was. So he didn't start at the beginning and run the whole race with them. He ran like the last, I don't know, quarter mile or something.
And then used the fact that he wasn't sweating
as much.
Okay.
How could... That should be on a background check.
Yeah. Honestly, I just hope for his sake that he's able to run. Like, I hope he's improving that skill.
Like, knock, knock, knock.
For his physical security.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably doesn't go
I think he got harassed at like a taco restaurant.
No, he got. I know probably, but there was also the sushi place where he was getting harassed as he was picking up his takeout sushi.
Dude, fuck these people who are xenophobic and going out Japanese, Mexican, and goddamn it, you eat fucking boiled calf bladder, and right? And that's it. Like your forefathers.
You shouldn't even be allowed shepherd's pie.
Make America gag again.
Right? You're eating turnips and fucking... yeah.
Parsnip-stuffed turnips. Boiled to a mush.
Mush. And no butter.
It's fucking disingenuous people. You know, like, I saw a map on Reddit yesterday that was like, in each state, what most people... what the job most immigrants have is,
mm-hmm.
or at least a plurality. And like a lot, like it said cooks, which maybe just means like
restaurant workers,
but I have a feeling that includes owners as well. Or at least a lot of people who are immigrants work in restaurants that are like family owned and things mm-hmm. like that. You go to a Chinese restaurant. Generally, ethnically Chinese people work in there. You go to a Mexican restaurant, you know, except for like, you know, Taco Bell or some shit, which doesn't count. And like, that's like embracing the food of a culture. God, that should make you embrace at least a little bit that culture.
Or at least fucking amenable, not like bigoted towards them.
Yeah, like what kind of fucking... white nationalist. What kind of white nationalist are you? Eating sushi. He's from Orange County, though, right? I mean, like, I have a feeling there's a lot of sushi joints in Orange County.
I would suspect, given their proximity to the sea.
Maybe he doesn't even know where sushi comes from.
He's probably an otaku.
What is that?
Oh, it's somebody who's it's the phrase for a person of Western descent who's a particular fan of Japanese culture and especially Japanese anime.
Yeah, dude, and yeah.
The girl were joking about how Ronin in Endgame is like the logical otaku.
Yeah. It does, yeah. He's like fighting with a sword and stuff. Right. Yeah, I mean, that comes out in 10 days, too. That's highly anticipated. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Endgame or Mueller Report? I don't know. Or Game of Thrones. I'm
trying to drop in vague Endgame references throughout this podcast, so...
like, the anticipation for this Mueller Report, I just think it's like a lot better for America for this thing to be out. We'll deal with it and have these investigations be separated. Right. It makes it harder to, like, create a boogeyman.
And why can't we get as many spoilers about this Mueller report as we are about Endgame?
Yeah, what?
Go after the shit that matters.
Yeah, where's the fucking leaks? Everyone's talking about, there'll be leaks, there will be...
And there aren't.
Hey, I mean,
Moscow hotel rooms leak more than this.
God. Oh, God. God bless whoever had the room below Trump's.
Mueller's team is incredibly disciplined in their communication and messaging.
Mueller wasn't going to let them leak. But I honestly, someone in the AG's office, I just think that's like just speaks to...
Well, that'd be career suicide, right? There's no way anybody at that level would even think about it. I mean, admittedly, the White House leaks like a sieve leaks like an open sieve, but...
See, I think if there was, let's say... because you can't just release, like, a quote. Like, it says this one sentence. Like, if you're going to have a leak, it has to be a little substantial, since it's hundreds of pages. So, sure. Like, 10 pages, or this, you know, section 1A4.
Just the introduction.
But, like, I have a feeling it hasn't been leaked, because... You can't go 10 pages without there being shit about him.
Mm-hmm. Some terrible thing.
Because, like, you know they would... If there was 10 straight pages that was, like, talking about all, like...
Uranium One or Hillary
Clinton. Well, that's... Oh, they're not taking pages out of the Mueller report. They're adding it in.
Yeah. They're going to try to, you know, make counter-accusations like, you know, that good old whataboutism.
We would hear that first. If there was a goddamn word... I mean, honestly...
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. They're not... They're going to frame the accusations against him and try to reframe them as though they should be applied more virtuously against other people. Just misdirection.
Yeah. So, okay. Last thing to end on. Over under on beginning of official articles of impeachment being passed. So let me think.
The report?
No, I'm just based on it. Not necessarily. I think. Okay, the reason I'm bringing this up is one, because it could, like if there's substantial evidence of, say, obstruction of justice, you know, that could lead to it. We've seen it happen before in our lifetimes. But also how there's kind of been this mentality of, like, wait until the Mueller report, wait until it's out. And so even if it was about a different matter, I think some of that stuff was being held back a little bit. Of course, articles of impeachment have been brought up twice by that dude, Al Green, Representative Al Green. I can remember his name because it's Al Green. from Texas. I think has done it twice. But so, over under, you know, so we're going between, you know, this week to November 2020.
Mm-hmm. What are the odds that Trump
gets... Maybe January 2021. I should extend it until...
Are we talking just impeachment or indictment?
Well, I don't think he can be indicted.
You don't think the Senate will go with it?
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, well, I'm saying until beginning of... So they pass that initial vote. Is that how that works, by the way?
Yeah, so, like, impeached by the House and indicted by the Senate.
So when Al Green brought up articles of impeachment, if the House would have... Like, is there supposed to be a lengthier process in the House?
Yeah, there's going to be hearings and such, hopefully.
But that... Because I remember, I think Kucinich introduced articles of impeachment against W. So if that single document gets passed, or portions of it, right, because they vote on each article, that's it. That's the end, and it goes to the Senate.
Yeah.
And that could be... That could take a day, or could be longer.
Yeah, if they wanted to really expedite it, they could do... Like, you think Nancy Pelosi would... couldn't move something through Congress quickly? I don't. Yeah.
So our legal expert, Dave, brought up, and I bought it, but I'm having a little trouble with the logistics of it, and he's not here, so maybe I shouldn't be asking. But a reason to support impeachment is because it will begin an investigation of him.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to, right?
Right. The investigation could lead to impeachment, which is why I think every committee should be investigating everything within their jurisdiction.
Okay, but you could do investigation without impeachment, and you could do impeachment without much independent investigation.
Yeah.
It's just the latter is you wouldn't want to do because it's...
It signalized political intent.
Okay.
Like, impeachment, introducing impeachment and supporting it, like, that puts a... end goal on what you're doing and underlines it.
Yeah.
Like, just doing investigations, nothing necessarily will come out of them. Like, you're not pressing towards a particular political objective, necessarily.
Yeah. Which is what House Democratic leadership has... Like, so they've signaled that they don't want to put a goal of impeachment out there. But they clearly... I mean... It's
they're sympathetic with the results.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's honestly, like, I think Nadler's been pretty fucking... And Schiff, to be honest, too, are pretty aggressive. Like, they don't use the impeachment word, but...
Yeah. I don't think they're being aggressive enough in the right areas, but, you know, they...
So what for those two?
Well, for instance, Schiff and Foreign Intelligence, they could be looking at how Donald Trump violated the Logan Act before he came into office at the behest of Israeli security officials.
Okay.
Like that, which, you know, have kind of gotten lost in the noise.
And what about Nadler?
Well, okay, judiciary. We could talk about how, you know, how much pressure was on Rosenstein to resign, or
interesting.
FBI enforcement priorities.
Yeah.
Or, you know, talk about how the Trump administration is trying to increase the budget for immigration judges, but perhaps is starving other areas of the judiciary that need resources in his own ideological purge. Say, there's plenty of other areas that they could be covering other than what, you know, they are.
Although, we don't know what Nadler sent out. It was like 3 weeks ago. He sent out like 70 subpoenas or something like that.
And I'm glad that the House is being proactive, and unfortunately things take time, and all we can do is just like twiddle our thumbs while we wait for the government to get back to the Congress, if they ever do.
Oh my God, yeah.
If they do.
I don't think they will.
I don't think so either, but you know, it's a fun little game that we can play.
I mean, if there's one thing we should have expected more clearly going into Trump's presidency, it is clogging the system with litigation.
Mm-hmm.
Refusing to do things that are demanded or requested of you by other aspects of the government, or even just kind of independent, non-governmental watchdog forces or organizations, and slow rolling it with litigation.
Yeah, I mean, it's what W is doing. And now it's just been taken to its logical extreme, much like everything else about the Trump administration.
Or doing crazy shit, and then
waiting for the law to catch up. Like, you know, all that immigration stuff.
Yeah, Muslim ban and all that. I mean, you know, like, they're not stopping until a court's telling them to stop, and then they're saying, you know, and then to their credit, as far as I know, well, I shouldn't say this. I think they have had some court orders they haven't exactly followed. But, you know, for the most part, they're not 100% acting illegally, to their credit. But anyway, you know, like, they did stop the Muslim ban, but they continued to press the issue and eventually got some of it passed, right?
Yeah, the Muslim ban is worse, so... I mean, it's Trump. He can take the initiative and then make Congress try to, you know, catch up. And if Congress isn't moving because they're
slow,
obstructed for various reasons,
they're slow and have been for decades.
Mm-hmm.
That's
then,
not.
You know, it might not catch up. It might be forced into this authoritarian, xenophobic policy, and I guess just hopefully we'll get somebody who can change it in the next election cycle.
Hmm. All right, so back to hoping and waiting, post Mueller report. maybe we could do a dramatic reading of the Mueller report of sections. If there's any good like dialogue in it,
that'll be for the silver level on our Patreon page.
All right, see you later, Charles.
Right, bye. Days are sunny, days are rain. Destroy the myth and we'll break our chains. Break your chains!